The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Under President Obama, the executive branch has increasingly gone beyond the constraints of the Constitution. This is not a political issue. This is not an issue that should pit Republicans against Democrats.
The lawsuit is preposterous. It is a political exercise, and if history is our guide, we will have little chance of surviving in the courts. Republicans are causing us to fritter away billions of dollars that could go to high-speed rail, infrastructure, schools, a thousand other things, instead of this ridiculous waste.
Lawsuits and whether or not this one is frivolous. That was Congresswoman Louise Slaughter. Before that, Congressman Sessions. Obviously, they don't agree, the Democrat and the Republican. What are you going to do? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And, oh, let's kick this thing off. Speaking of poking a bear, the president might have done that with Vladimir Putin. Obama deciding to hit Russia right in its economic gut. Finally, the sanctions that were talked about now become a reality. On Wednesday, Obama announced new sanctions against Russia for what's going on in the Ukraine. That includes cutting off two huge banks that are part of what become pretty significant weapons in this war that has stepped up now more than just about rhetoric. So Russia's sanctions are the biggest move and most recent by the Obama administration, along with other Western countries, by the way, to punish Russia for annexing the Crimea from the Ukraine and backing pro-Russian rebels that have done things like occupied buildings in other places of the eastern Ukraine. So this is a pretty significant move, I would say. Two major Russian energy firms and a pair of really big Russian financial institutions, too, restricting their ability to access U.S. capital markets. That's big. Eight Russian arms firms responsible for the production of small arms, mortar shells, and tanks also hit with the sanctions, too, as well. So this has a little bit of teeth in it. Little bit of teeth, I think, makes a difference here. And now it's in Vladimir Putin's court. What is he going to do? Back away from this slowly? Or does he stay right where he is? The Ukraine and the West have accused Russia of pushing forward the insurgency by sending troops and weapons, which included some mammoth tanks and rocket launchers. But Moscow denies that, says that's not true. Now, regardless, they've got to deal with it. So the Pentagon said that Russian combat troops were building up along the border with the Ukraine. And now all this is set in motion. I say bravo. I mean, you got to do something. If you have the power to do something sanction-wise, that means something pretty significant to Russia. This might smoke out Putin. Wouldn't that be good? And it looks that way anyway. At least something's done. At least there's no sitting around on hands, as it really has been in this crisis. I think at every turn, Putin has stuck it to Obama, almost right from the beginning. Right from the beginning. Of course, we have an update on the situation that is killing us at our southern borders. And I'm talking about the flow of illegal immigrants and what's happening in the push to get the money to try to add more troops, to try to add more things that are needed at the border because of the amount of people that are pouring over from Mexico into the United States. Cutting off the flow is key. Cutting off the flow, but not falling back into the same situation that we keep falling back on. So here's the deal. So far, it looks like the Republicans are not going to write a blank check. They're not going to write a blank check. So what does that mean? It means maybe something will happen to stymie the flow of those illegals. Because so many governors and others are coming forward to say, don't send them to my place, not wanting them. That the only thing to do in this pursuit is to find more places to house the kids, more ways to add judges especially, because if they're going to have this rapid rover kind of deploying them back, getting them back, deporting them back, deploying is really the wrong word, deporting them back and making it happen quick, then you have to have those judges. You can't just do that. You can't just shove them back over. So some money has to be approved. And it's looking like it might just be a slow leak of money. We'll see, because it hasn't happened yet at this point. Part of the problem is the misperception about the policy, which led to the giant surge, the wall of illegals coming over. And especially with the kids, major snafus. In El Paso, this is really what they're finding in questioning some of the people that come through with kids. They're confused as to what the new law means. I mean, that's how critical this is. In fact, Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, who along with a whole bunch of other people on the Hill, just visited Central America, described human smugglers, coyotes, we know them to be that, exploiting the changes in the immigration law after the administration decided in 2012 to practice prosecutorial discretion in cases where some of the people were brought into the U.S. illegally as minors. So the violent thing isn't something new because the cartels have been there for a while. So what does that mean? Of the 230 immigrants interviewed, 219 said the primary reason for migrating to the United States was the perception of U.S. immigration laws granting free passes. Passes? They thought they were getting a free pass for unaccompanied children and adult females. Oh, my. And we knew this. It was a twisted policy to begin with. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
America Tonight. So fun when we do this. I love to invite Nathan to the party. Nathan Reeder is a part of our next segment. Hey, Nathan, are you ready for this?
Oh, so ready.
Oh, he's got high energy. I love it. Fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Bingo! All right, check this one out, Nathan. Have you ever been on a scavenger hunt?
Yes.
You have. Was it fun?
It was so fun. It was, like, not through a club or a group or anything. My friend is just very creative.
Ooh, I like it. I've been on a scavenger hunt, too, and it wasn't through a club or people or any organization. It was through friends, and I thought it was stupid at first, but doing it was really, really a lot of fun. But check out this from Whittier, California. So here's what happened. A man with the Twitter handle @hiddencached moved his scavenger hunt to this park in California. And 1,000 people basically trampled through Penn Park trying to find that free money. Jason Buzzy, who is a real estate investor, was the guy behind these cash giveaways, is saying he's going to pay for the damage. Buzzy agreed to send the city of Whittier $5,000 to cover the cost of the repairs right now at this point. The city manager says cash hunters who wanted that free money trampled on plants, uprooted a newly planted tree, tore apart sprinkler heads, and broke fences. Buzzy directed people to envelopes with 50 and 100 inside them in San Francisco and across Southern California in the last couple of months. He wanted to do it for a social experiment, he says, and people went berserk over it. So, what do you think, fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
I think it's a little fruits and nuts that he is giving that much money away in so many different parts of simply to say he's doing a little experiment. But that's kind of cool at the same time. But, hey, don't kill the baby plants. Don't kill those poor plants. That is not cool, and that's why it's a bingo.
Bingo! I like your explanation, too. I'm kind of iffy on the whole. I think, you know, is he trying to build up his real estate investing or something? What's behind the hidden cash thing? Is he just a good Samaritan thinking, oh, this would be really cool? I mean, the social experiment thing, what's that about? It's not really flushed out very much. But just trampling over flowers, come on, that's just wrong. But he pushed him in that direction, so I'm going to say the same thing as you, bingo. Here's one that's interesting. A woman was stripped of her title, Miss Delaware, for being too old. She's suing the state pageant because of it. She filed that lawsuit the other day. Amanda Longacre, love that last name, is trying to get that gig back. She wants to be Miss Delaware. And she was allowed to compete in the Miss America pageant. She also is seeking $500,000 in damages for herself and $2.5 million for other contestants who she claims were recruited to compete in pageants before being told they were too old. Pageant officials, ugh, can you imagine that gig, say contestants must be between 17 and 24. Longacre turned 25 in October after this year's national pageant. The rules require contestants to be no older than 24 at year's end. So, Delaware state and national pageant reps are not responding to any inquiries now at this point. But is that fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo, as far as Miss Delaware and her title are concerned?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a little bit confusing in that she won, but, I mean, the screening process where, you know, they probably just entered their birth date wasn't looked at. I mean, I don't really understand how they could take it away if she already won. She did win in Delaware.
She did win, yeah. She won, so she won the title, had the title, then they decided to strip it, and it was a kind of a murky thing, because clearly you can't be 25, but how could they not know that? And that's what she's saying, that they knew it. They had their birth certificate. She knew how old she was.
Yeah.
And they just let it go through, so she's right. They play the music, you go through all the crazy nonsense you have to go through to win the pageant, then she rises to the highest level you can, and then they say, give us the sash back.
At the very least, because she had to do the whole thing, you know. I mean, if they knew from the beginning, then yes, go, bingo. I'm going bingo.
Yeah, I think bingo too. I can't believe we agreed on two so far. Because I know. Listen, I grew up down the road from the Miss America pageant. It used to be a big deal, you know. That's what I say now. 40 minutes from my house, and it was never a big deal to me, except for that. You always wanted, like, New Jersey to win because you were from New Jersey. But the what they go through, what these girls go through, the crazy nonsense to compete in it, to me it's crazy nonsense because they really – but they would say it's not because it's their kind of competition, so they want to go through that. But regardless, they let her get the title, and now all of a sudden they want it back. I mean, come on. I think they messed up and thought it wasn't a big deal, or somebody messed up. And now they're trying to not look bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, so somebody's stuck. So I'm saying bingo, like I said. Hershey Company is raising the price of its chocolate by 8%. And they're doing that because of soaring cocoa prices. So it means that your chocolate bars like Kit Kat and Reese's are going to cost you more. It's the first time in 3 years that Hershey, the number one candy producer in the U.S., has hiked its chocolate prices to cover rising commodity costs. Hershey expects 2014 sales growth to be at the lower end of its long-term target of 5 to 7%. But the reason they did it is because of the amount they were paying for what they're putting into the chocolate. Therefore, I ask you, is it fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
I mean, I'm kind of sad to say out loud to my younger self listening somewhere in another universe, but I really barely eat chocolate anymore. But it's very understandable that after 3 years of not hiking any prices, when everyone else and their mom feels the hike of prices, that this would be coming, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's because it's just like the cost of coffee
has gone
up.
It's very nice of them that they haven't done anything for 3 years.
That's what I think. So if they try to keep it down, but now they can't because they realize, hey, we've got to make a profit here. We got mouths to feed and everything else. So, yeah, I'm gonna give it to them, too.
Wow, is that another bingo?
I know, that's crazy. Wow. Bingo. Bingo! All right, let's go to Philadelphia, my old stomping grounds. The Nutter administration, so the Nutter is the mayor of Philadelphia, lost a legal battle. The legal battle they lost, Nathan, was they wanted to tax lap dances performed in the back rooms of strip clubs all over Pennsylvania. What do you think?
Wow. Does that mean they're gonna employ someone to make sure that's happening? I mean,
that well, they're not taxing them, so they would have had to employ someone, I suppose.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
I mean, there are a few different kinds of ways to make money in a strip club that are all legal, but they're all also kind of slippery. I don't know how you do that. I think that's kind of fruits and nuts.
Fruits and nuts. Yeah, I think it's fruits and nuts, too. They're just trying to make some more money, the city council. How can we make some more money? And then it's weird, because then what you do about karaoke, piano, that's what people started to argue about that. And so the strip clubs, in a sense, dodged a bullet, because they would have had to pay you a bunch of money for it. And now they don't have to do that. So how about that?
Woo.
How about that? Yeah, they did. It was a real... Hang with us. We're coming your way in three.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Madonna before her voice changed. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Have a little fun with this. How about this woman that ran from California to New York? I could run maybe around the block 10 times. And I used to be a runner, but now with what I'm seeing that happens to people's knees and everything else, it kind of dissuaded me from that. And also it's better if you, I believe, if you run walk. So maybe you're walking and then you sprint. And then you throw in a few other sprints. I think that's better for you. But, hey, I think it's pretty cool that this woman did it. 41-year-old New Hampshire woman raising money for people with brain injuries completed a run across the U.S. this week. Jessica Goldman covered 3,200 miles. She ran from San Francisco City Hall to New York City Hall. It took 91 days, eight pair of shoes. Wow, eight pair of shoes. And a whole bunch of gumption to be able to do something like this. She raised $25,000, which is cool, because over 2 million people suffer from brain injuries every year. And she ran, you know, she started in April. She ran with her cart through snow, a series of thunderstorms, a whole bunch of bugs that where she was badly bitten. And she says her biggest danger was drivers who were texting and swerving off the roads. Boy, there's your telltale sign that we have become so lame with that whole texting deal, and we know it. But the fact that she did that, and she actually raised a little money, good for her. Set a goal, goes out in 91 days, and does it. And does it in 91 days. That's something. That is pretty incredible. Seems like a pretty decent amount of time to do that, too. Probably double it for me. I'm just saying. I like shortest, tallest, longest, all that kind of stuff. Because when I was a kid, I used to read the Guinness Book of World Records. And I just happened to see this earlier today that they actually have now come up with the world's tallest popcorn box. And it's in Jasper right now. Jasper, Colorado. And it's huge. It's a huge popcorn box. 15 feet tall, 8 feet wide. And in front of the giant popcorn thing is a sculpture that, you know, has sort of the whole popcorn deal right there on the, mounted with it too as well. But the sculpture is bigger than the city code allows. The project was given the green light by the Jasper Zoning Board. And some store owners right there say they hope that the popcorn box will become a tourist attraction. Of course, a good way to bring business in. Hey, let's go over to the world's largest popcorn box. It is pretty cool looking, I do have to say that. I can see how people would want to take pictures of it. Definitely. If people are in Jasper, I bet they would show up there. Of course, his key is to get people to shop right there. But it's neat. If you go to your search engines and put it in, I'm sure you'll come up with it. How many people have tattoos listening to America Tonight? And raise your hand or call us if you regret having that tattoo. A lot of people who don't get tattoos are judgmental against the people who have tattoos, which is so crazy. Because they'll say, when you're 70 years old, do you really want that tattoo on your ankle or on your leg or wherever it is, on your chest? So tattoo removal, though it's always an option, has become a huge business. And for the reasons I just said, I'm probably not as surprised as you would think. Because quite a few people actually have gone to remove the tattoos. Johnny Depp, Angelina Jolie, Melanie Griffith, Starwise, all have had them removed. And it could have to do with the names that people are putting in their tattoos. You can't be madly in love with someone and have a big tattoo of somebody's name in a heart or that kind of stuff. I think that would be annoying. The taking the tattoos off is probably wiser. But in some ink shops, they're saying this is almost all the business. So how fascinating is that? That people are flocking to get the Band-Aids off, not put something new on, but to get the tattoos off. Just have them done with. Get them off. Get them off. While you were paying attention to other things, when it comes to kind of the, what I call the sights and sounds of the U.S., some wild things are happening. In Princeton, New Jersey, the cops charged a Princeton University professor with stealing lawn signs belonging to a computer repair business. Owner Todd Hodrinsky told the Times his signs began to disappear after a traffic incident with Professor John Mulvey, and all of them were disappearing. So he set up a surveillance camera which showed Mulvey driving off with the signs that he placed on his clients' lawns. Mulvey told a local newspaper he was just picking up debris. And the 67-year-old professor of operations, research, and financial engineering says some people don't like the signs and throw them in the woods. And Mulvey, who is clearly lying in one sense, says that he goes to the woods to get those signs. Yeah, the woods across the street from him. Nothing will sever a relationship more than a flat-out bold lie. And that's one of them. I mean, how embarrassing. In the era of security cameras and other cameras that could pick someone up, why would you risk that? Why would you risk that and then say, oh no, people are throwing the signs in the woods? Doesn't make any sense to me. People do nutty things. And then if your neighbor does that, and that has to be strange, because now you got to call. You got to call them out and figure out. I mean, it would drive me crazy. What would make them do that? What is it about the signs that he would risk it all, really? Just go and do that just doesn't make any sense at all. All right, how about this? MTV, it seems like it's been forever since I watched MTV. They're constantly reinventing themselves because they're dealing with millennials, young kids who are coming into adulthood and others who are young adults. So the story about MTV is they're trying to hang on to their virginity and others are desperately trying to lose it. So this is that accountability thing. And they've got a show coming up called Virgin Territory. Clever. And it follows the lives of 15 young adults, all who are trying to maneuver the tricky world of virginity. And they go about it talking about the things that they have to deal with, the peer pressure, the parental pressure. And each hour-long episode actually explores four different V-card-carrying cast members from all walks of life. It might be fun to just see at least one of them to watch how it all plays out. But maybe not so good in one direction and great in another. Isn't it always that way? It's like the one man's trash is another man's treasure kind of thing. But good for MTV. Documenting the young people and talking about sex and other things related to what happens when you get involved in that kind of a relationship. So is MTV doing it for the proper reasons or are they doing it for a different reason? Melissa Henson, who's been on the show, she's the director of Parents Television Council, says that with MTV's past shows and the subjects of virginity, she hopes that it'll be treated with respect. I just think it's good that they go out there and they try to push the envelope. Worried about selfie photos and other things? Dr. Bill Johnson, coming up around the bend.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's always been a struggle between pain and beauty, I feel like, since the beginning of time.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I thought you'd find this super interesting. You know, we talk about the ebb and flow of what often happens in different professions and what's going on suddenly, what the buzz is, what's hot, what people are interested in, and how that can change and lift a business, and also how that could, you can just see certain trends. And what an interesting trend we're seeing now with everybody taking selfies, and I mean everybody taking selfies. It has just exploded. But how do you look in those selfies? Nobody wants to look bad in photographs, let's face it. We all have that vanity thing plus. I mean, we just want to look good. There's no question. Ask any photographer, and then you get into the whole thing about photoshopping and everything else. But sometimes photoshopping just isn't enough. So there's been a little bit of a surgery boom, and part of that in plastic surgery because of selfies. So always a pleasure to have Dr. Bill Johnson back on with us from Innovations Medical. Dr. Johnson, first of all, thanks for coming on the show. And the selfies thing has really exploded, huh?
Yeah, we're really seeing folks getting interested in selfies and getting interested in making sure they look good in selfies. So what you're saying is quite timely.
Yeah. Is it men, women, you know, who across the board, or is it mostly women that are doing this?
Well, I think that it's mostly women. The cosmetic industry nationally is over 90% women. Now, that said, I think a higher percentage of men are interested in this aspect of being looking good on camera than used to be. So although it's probably still a predominance of women, it's not as strong a predominance as it's been in the past.
Yeah. It's interesting, and you've done this for a while now, and you've seen some interesting trends and curves and whatnot. From the perspective of your profession, what I thought about this today, what is the best innovation that you've seen from when you first started to now, when talking about the surgeries? What has just been an amazing thing that has really made your job exciting in cosmetic surgery, whether it's a tool or something else?
Well, I think the most interesting trend and the thing that's gaining more momentum all the time is fat transfer, where we can take your own fat and liposuction it from an area that you don't want it, and then take that same fat and put it into another area where you would like to have more, breast, buttocks, for the selfies, the back of your hands. And, of course, face is a very important area for fat transfer.
Yeah. Why back of the hand? Because of how it's shot and that kind of thing?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the really, over the last several years, getting that close-up picture of the wedding ring on your hand and the two hands of the spouse, that kind of thing, has really become a trend. And especially with brides often being no longer in their late teens and early 20s, a lot of the brides are now in their 30s and 40s, and they want their hands to look good. And so doing some things to plump up the hands and make those veins and tendons not show has become a real trend in the selfie world.
Yeah. And you talk about fat transfer as one of the things that you've seen, what you've been able to do with it as far as trends and that kind of thing. What kind of misconceptions are there about fat transfer when people come in and they start asking you questions or you get calls about it? What are some of the biggest misconceptions?
I think the biggest misconceptions are related to thoughts about the old technology, and that is that it doesn't last, that it's not permanent. And nowadays, using modern techniques, we typically expect to have 50 to 70 to, if we do the right things, even 90% of the fat we transfer to survive. And so we see very long-term survival and very good results that patients are very happy with, as compared to what was going on 10 or 15 years ago, when less than a third survived, or sometimes none of the cells would survive, and you'd have this done and then after 2 or 3 months see no benefit. That's old hat, and that's probably the biggest misconception, that that's changed.
Yeah, interesting. We're speaking with Dr. Bill Johnson, and he's a plastic surgeon with InnovationsMedical.com. And Doc, you know, when you see, you know, the in the movies and the jokes about, oh, hiding away, and then a woman would come back, she looked great. She had plastic surgery done, and she wanted to have the plastic surgery done. But, in a movie portrayal, which they always exaggerate everything, you'd be wrapped up like a mummy, and you'd be gone somewhere for a month, and then you'd reappear, and it'd be like, wow, that's unbelievable. But that's not true, right? Now it's amazing, too, with the techniques. A lot of times it's quicker for people, right?
Well, most of the things are quicker now. Probably if you do a full-fledged facelift, although you wouldn't have the mummy-type bandages anymore, you probably would have about 3 to 4 weeks of recovery before you'd want to go out in public. But anything short of that really extensive facelift, we typically think of 2 weeks as being a very long recovery time. Most of my patients we do liposuction fat transfer on a daily basis, and most of my patients can go back to work in a day or two.
Yeah. Wow, how great is that, a day or two? That's absolutely nothing. I would have to imagine, I mean, listen, in this career, it's a great career financially after you have to go through all the medical school and everything else, but there's still, if you're a doc, you still, I think, want the satisfaction, no doubt about it, of people being happy with what happens. So for you, is that part of the payoff, that somebody's look has changed. They're excited. Something that had them down or depressed or feeling like they couldn't accomplish X, Y, Z because there's always a reason for it. Is that what really pumps you up?
Well, hopefully I can tell this story in a short version. But up until about 8 or 9 years ago, I didn't do cosmetics as my primary. I just took care of patients as a regular internist, as a regular adult doctor. And the reason I got into it is I started doing a few just simple laser treatments. And I had a lady that I had done some rather remarkable medical care on, and typically when she'd come into the office, the only thing she wanted me to do is try and make her medications less expensive. So I do a little laser work, take the age spots off her face, she pays me cash and hugs me and thanks me. And that was the moment I realized I'm doing the wrong thing. People really appreciate this. When you go to the doctor and they fix your blood pressure, that's something you really didn't want to have to do. Sure, it's important to you, but it's not something that you wanted. It's not something that it's an extra burden on you. When someone, on the other hand, helps you feel better about yourself and look better when you look in the mirror, folks are really appreciative. And that really is the main reason I do what I do. The financial aspect is well and good, but having people that are truly happy and truly pleased with results is what really makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, I bet. I just can't imagine. I mean, from on a totally different end, it's almost like you're the high end deeper hair reworker. So in other words, you know, I know a couple of guys who own a salon, and that's just aesthetically what you can do with the hair and whatnot, but you're going skin deep, and that makes such a big difference, I think, in so many people. And certainly we've also seen this with people who are disfigured or have burns and that kind of thing, and it's amazing now with the technology, some of the things you can do, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some really amazing things being done, but even on the average person, you know, you bring in a woman that's had a couple of babies and just doesn't have her body anymore, and you work on her, and now she goes down to pant sizes and really likes the clothes she can buy and how she looks in her clothes. Even for that, it's very rewarding and a lot of fun.
Yeah, oh, I bet it is. And for men, what do they get mostly done? Is it something on the face? Is it the hand thing that we talked about? What is it?
Men are mostly two areas: their abdomen. They want to get rid of their beer bellies and their love handles. And then the other area that we do quite a bit are male breasts, reducing them and taking away those dreaded moobs. Male boobs. We do a lot of reducing those.
Yeah, I bet. I can't tell you how many times, like, you're out of the lake or a pool and someone will say something about man boobs.
Yeah. We do a lot of those, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. All right, Dr. Bill Johnson from Innovations Medical, thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thanks for having me.
Did you make me jealous? Because he was totally texting me all night last night, and I don't know if it's a booty call or not. So, like, what do you think? Did you think the girl's pretty?
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.